Radio Prague News. The Czech finance minister has questioned the country's ability to contribute to the European Stability Mechanism in the foreseeable future. A police and firefighters trade union has launched a petition calling for the resignation of Interior Minister Radek Jón. And the new police president, Petr Lessy, has said he wants to improve communication with the public. Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek will advise the Czech government against making a commitment to contribute to the European Stability Mechanism intended to help EU member states overcome severe financial difficulties. On his return from a two-day summit of finance ministers in Brussels, Mr. Kalousek said he was sceptical about how such a fund would be operated, since the burden of contributing to it would be so heavy for a third of EU members that having made it, they would immediately have to request financial assistance from the EU. Eurozone finance ministers on Monday agreed that a permanent rescue mechanism should be set up in 2013 to the tune of 500 billion euros, which is a sum significantly higher than the current rescue fund. Apart from the Eurozone, the ESM would also get cash from the International Monetary Fund and possibly from voluntary contributions from non-Eurozone European Union countries. A police and firefighters trade union has launched a petition calling for the resignation of Interior Minister Radek Jón, whom it blames for the worsening work conditions of the country's security forces. The petition is to be distributed among the country's 50,000 officers and firefighters who are unhappy over low pay and less money for operation. Like other state employees, police and firefighters have had to take a 10% wage cut in line with the government's austerity measures. The Interior Minister has said he has no reason to resign and cannot be held responsible for the poor state of public finances. Signatures on the petition are to be collected until March 15th. The new police president, Petr Lessy, has said he wants to improve communication with the public. Mr. Lessy, who was appointed chief of police at the end of January, told journalists on Tuesday that he aimed to improve security and increase public trust in the police force. He said that while corruption remained a top priority, he wanted to improve the record on problems that made the life of citizens difficult, such as pickpocketing and various other forms of petty crime. The new police president has taken office at a time of far-reaching austerity measures that have left the force disgruntled over low pay and lack of operation funds. And the National Technical Museum in Prague is reopening after more than 4 years of renovation work. The opening ceremony on Tuesday night will be attended by President Václav Klaus and Chair of the Lehaus Miroslava Němcová. The museum is to open its doors to the public on Wednesday. People can visit 5 permanent exhibitions on the history of transport, architecture, astronomy, printing and others. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with day temperatures hovering just above freezing point. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.